Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Sunday, October 29th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the High Priestess, and this one is from the traditional Korean tarot by Bana. How did yesterday's eclipse treat you? The moon continues in Taurus today. There's still a lot going on, let me tell you. We do have a conjunction between Mercury and Mars in the sign of Scorpio. I'm kind of liking that one, all right? We'll see how that plays out. I think it's going to be beneficial to the day. Some of what is here moon-wise is pleasant. We have a conjunction between the moon and Jupiter. We have an opposition with Mercury, an opposition with Mars, a trine with Venus, and a conjunction with Uranus. This really, you know, brings up a whole mixed bag here, people. There's a lot still going on. You know, we're now on the other side of the eclipses, which is a good thing. And eclipse season will end on November 13th at the Scorpio New Moon. But there's still a whole lot that's happening at the moment. And I ask myself, is one's intuition, as this card would suggest, reliable at this time? Okay, what I think is more likely to happen with this High Priestess is one of those, you know, like where you smack yourself in the forehead, like a V8 moment. Oh, yeah, shoulda, coulda, woulda, that kind of thing. Like, I knew it. I knew that was gonna happen, and it's not that it's not predictable or whatever, but sometimes when we think things will eventually happen, we're still a little surprised when they do, all right? Just maybe we thought that, you know, like, maybe it won't, you know, that kind of thing. We argue with ourselves. But in this particular instance, I wouldn't beat yourself up over any of it, all right? If you thought something would happen, and it does, you know, stand back, take a good look at everything, and don't, I just feel like with the way things are right now, I don't want to use the word volatile, because some of it's really nice, okay, but I would just be careful. What tends to happen when we have eclipses, and when I mention Uranus, and you know, different things which are going on, and with Mars being at home in Scorpio, which is a very forceful energy, is that there's overreaction, over-aggressiveness, those types of things. And I think if you listen to that inner voice, it'll tell you to just kind of wait it out a little bit and see. The only things that one should actually react to are those which require a response. And let me clarify that, because some people make responses the kind of things where they like to tell people, I don't ever want to speak to you again. Well, guess what? You just did. Okay? If you don't ever want to speak to someone again, that's it. You stop. You say nothing. You do nothing. You block them, and you're done. You don't continue telling them how much you don't ever want to hear from them. All right, so just keep that in mind. Not overreacting, not pushing the situation, and listening to that little voice. And perhaps it did tell you what you knew all along. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.